are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, Browns Nation, we tell you each and every day here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, that our good friends at Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copier should be your choice. Now, when it comes to everything you need, Browns fans, OBM's loyalty for the team is unconditional. Make your number one pick, the preferred document services provider for the Browns, and that's OBM. With OBM's exclusive guarantees and their designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, they really have made unconditional fans of all their customers, just like you. OBM is all the X's and O's for your office when putting together a Sharp Products playbook. We all need a playbook. You got to have one for your business. So give them a call, 216-485-2000, or online, of course, at ohiobusinessmachines.com. Wow, the first hour just flying by. Michael Regai in for Vic Carucci. Nathan Zagura here as well. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Nathan, you and I and Jim Donovan have given our analysis and opined on where the Browns are with Josh Gordon. We got to get some thoughts of those that cover the NFL for a living, and there have been many that have been weighing in over the course of the weekend following Gordon's arrest in Raleigh, North Carolina early Saturday morning.
Yes, indeed. Herm Edwards and Chris Carter both weighing in on this matter. We'll start with Chris Carter, who appeared on the Mike and Mike show this morning, and he said the Browns need to cut Josh Gordon.
If I'm the Cleveland Browns, and it's gut-wrenching for me to say this, I really believe the only thing that's going to help the kid is if they release him. Because now, when I was in Philadelphia, I was playing a good high level. I'd been a starter for a couple of years, not quite as good as Josh Gordon. Had a lot of good friends around me like Golick, Jerome Brown, Reggie. I had all the support system in the world. But I just wouldn't do it. The guys would tell me, you know, the guys would hang out with me, but I just wouldn't do it. And I didn't have the power to do it. And when Buddy Ryan cut me, and then I finally went off to Minnesota, was I was able to finally see that if I want to be successful with this business, not only as far as substances, because I had already stopped using substances, street cocaine. That was my biggest problem. And I had stopped using, you know, for almost 6 months. And Buddy still cut me because he said he couldn't trust me.
There's that word, Nathan, right?
Yep.
And you and I mentioned it so much. And Chris Carter was in the same situation. He just laid it out. And Buddy Ryan decided to go ahead and release him. Although I'll continue to say, and know you will too, is we don't believe that that's not only the proper course of action for Josh Gordon with the Browns, but also that we don't believe that that's what the Browns are of mind to do.
Correct. I don't think that is what the Browns are of mind to do. Now, he talks and brings up, in my opinion, some very interesting points about how he had, you know, he was clean at that time, but the team couldn't trust him.
Right.
And again, I don't think the Browns can. I don't think you can sit here as the Browns and say, right now, today, I can trust Josh Gordon where he's at right now.
Hard to do.
But what you're hoping to do is help this man, young man, get to the point where you can trust him, because he has gone through a program that has gotten him to the point where he can make good decisions for himself going forward. That's, I think, ultimately got to be the hope here.
No question about that. And that's why it's so very important for the Browns organizationally to take this step with a member of their family. Again, but we have to keep going back, Nathan, because it applies so much. Contingent, of course, on Josh Gordon being receptive to the help and understanding the word. Chris, he's got demons, and he potentially is teetering on the brink of destroying his life. That's got to be the first step for the young man to allow someone to help him.
No question. And you hit that nail right on the head. Carter went on to say that and explain why he believes cutting Gordon will, in fact, help him.
You know, I used to go to AA meetings for years, man, and sit in there, and they'd say, what's your name? I'd say, like, my name's Chris. Or, what are you here for? Well, I'm here kind of a mandated from the league. But it took me a couple years, man, before I could sit in there and say that I'm an alcoholic. Man, I'm a cocaine addict. Like, that took a lot, man. It hurt, man. It hurt to say that. It hurt to admit it, because the rest of my life was under control. But until he gets to that breaking point, and I believe that the Browns cut him because that's the only reality to me. When I got cut, I didn't have a team. I didn't have any teammates. I didn't have a jersey that I can put my name on the back and say, hey, I'm a part of this team. I'm a part of the Elks Lodge. I'm a part of the East Side Warriors. I'm a part of the Browns. I'm a part of Ohio State. I'm a part of the Eagles. When they took that away, man, that was my reality, and that was the thing, the catalyst to get me on the road to recovery.
And I think that, again, if for Chris Carter, that's what it needed. I think given today's NFL and the structure, the way things are set up, I don't know that that's what's necessarily needed for Josh Gordon. That's why I think that you can help him without necessarily cutting him. I think you can say to him, listen, and I think the league's going to say, you're not playing, but that doesn't mean necessarily that you have to say you are, you know, to cut him to achieve that end, is, I guess,
hope my point. Not. Nathan, hope not. I think the point, too, that Jim Donovan touched on when Jimmy was on the show here a few moments ago with regard to Josh being a loner, and I think then that's something that you and Jim and I get to see with during the season, mostly being out here every day. And it's something that I do think, as Jim brings it up, it might have a little bit of merit. Now, if you recall, the one guy that last year, Nathan, he hung with was Greg Little a little bit. Remember?
Yes. And the guy, by the way, who bailed him out of jail was linked to a bunch of UNC athletes. And I wonder if that's
PJ
how that
Hairston, the basketball
was
player.
Made. Right.
In fact, it was Hairston's, I believe, Escalade, or at least registered to PJ Hairston, the former North Carolina Tar Heel basketball player.
Correct.
That Josh was pulled over in early on Saturday morning. Again, though, going back to that, you know, Josh Gordon is quiet. Some think that he, you know, well, he's kind of aloof. Not to me. I always enjoy talking to the young man because, you know, he's well versed in the game. I mean, he's always willing to talk the game with you and talk about his impact on it or his teammates. And I thought he was always a guy that took accountability. And there weren't too many last year, Nathan, that he didn't play well in, but I recall a couple that said, you know, I've got to do a better job, and that's on me, and people ask him about, you're playing with three different quarterbacks and what have you. But that could be a situation that the Browns might want to address as well with regard to being here. And, you know, are you interacting with your teammates and how are you doing that? And yet again, now that's something, though, that is more of a personality thing. But Josh is going to want to have to be receptive to all of this.
Again, you said it from the beginning. You can only get help when you're truly willing to accept and receive that help. And I think that you're very right about that, and that's something that Josh needs to get. And I think Chris Carter's from the school that Josh needs a little tough love because he feels that he has been coddled up to this point.
Yeah, it sounds like it, and he brings up that story, and it was reality. And I remember going back to that, Nathan. I mean, wow, you know, you just flat out cut a guy in Philadelphia who was, as Chris said himself, he wasn't the level of what Josh Gordon has performed at. However, he was certainly a very, very good number two receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Eagles said, finally, enough. No, you know, you're detrimental to this organization. You said it right, though. Okay, obviously, that's what Chris Carter had to have. For him, that was rock bottom. I don't have an attachment anymore, as he stated.
Right.
I don't get that sense from Josh Gordon, although, again, you know, we, neither me, myself, you, you know, none of us are there talking
with
to him.
Sure.
We talk to him during the football season, and we get our insights from that. And, again, I still think it goes back to, though, Nathan, those that he encircles himself with. Who does he trust? And somebody among those are going to have to be the one to tell him, look, man, we've got to sit down and really talk about this and get you squared away.
Get you right, absolutely.
Get you right, yep.
Chris Carter did say in his comments on Mike and Mike that Gordon does have plenty of resources to help him.
I'm not concerned about him playing football. I'm concerned when he's 48, like me, and he's sitting at his kitchen table like I am right now. Can he look at himself in the mirror and say that, man, I'm mentally and physically healthy? And I believe it's part of our responsibility, and we have a team of people with the commissioner that are trying to reach out to Josh. So if Josh and his people, if they want some freaking help, get off of Twitter. All they got to do is call the commissioner's office, call Chris Carter. We got a bunch of other resources that we would love to try to help the kid. But it's up to Josh.
It is. It is up to Josh ultimately, and I think that's where we all are here with this tough situation. Now, Herm Edwards, former coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, he was talking today on SportsCenter, and he believes the opposite. He says he would not cut Josh Gordon.
I think eventually he's gonna find himself out of the league because of the fact that right now he's dealing with a substance problem. If I'm the Cleveland Browns, to be quite honest, when you look at their situation, this is his third head coach, second GM. Owner's still been there since he was drafted in the supplemental draft. I would huddle up, and they're probably doing this with Ray Farmer and Mr. Haslam and the head coach, Mike Pettine, and probably trying to figure out what do we do. And if I was sitting in that seat, I would actually say, look, we need to put this guy in a program for a whole year. I wouldn't cut him. I'd just put him in a program for a whole year and say he's our guy. We're going to try to save his life. Not his career, his life, because his life comes before his career, and put him in a program for a whole year. And when he comes out, see how he can handle it.
Yeah, my thoughts exactly, Nathan. That's and you and I both discussed this in the first hour, so we won't continue to add on to that except to say that that's the approach that I feel that this Cleveland Browns organization is going to take with Josh Gordon.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And Carter went on to say, Herm Edwards wanted to talk specifically about Chris Carter's comments about cutting him.
Chris makes a great point. I mean, that might shock him, but you're not trying to shock the guy, you're trying to help the guy. And they have programs in the National Football League. They have big-time programs where he should go away for a whole year. I mean, you in your mind as an organization say, we're going to put this guy on ice for a whole year. We're going to try to help him with his life, bring him back next season, and see what type of person he becomes.
And I think that's kind of what we were talking about here, is that this is something that is drastic and needs to be done. And hopefully that with a year away and time to really reflect on making better decisions and getting some procedures in place to help him make those better decisions, that Josh Gordon can be better equipped to deal with the life in the NFL and deal with the life and the decisions he has to face to stay here.
Yeah, and it's so disappointing that this is something that has to be encountered for this young man. I'd say the same thing for any young man. Forget about, as Herm Edwards just said, it's not really about now the football field, right, at the moment. And that's why I'm so confident that this is going to be the Browns' approach. Because, Nathan, again, this is everything that the Browns are espousing. This is all a part of the, as Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine have come into control front office and head football coach about play like a Brown. Well, play like a Brown goes over and above just what happens between the white lines and the numbers on a Sunday afternoon. It's got to be about an entire philosophy. It's got to be about what starts with the core of this whole organization and then comes down to the football team and how you want to handle your business. And so I think all of this and this wanting to change a culture and change the mantra and change just the ideal of what the Cleveland Browns are, I think it's going to play heavily into this very type of situation, and I mean in a positive manner.
Absolutely. All right, we'll be back. Let's get your thoughts, 216-578-0850. Talking Gordon, talking Johnny Manziel, the latest pitcher in Las Vegas. You've heard that Reg and I want him to stop it. He's proven he can do it before when he was going from the draft. Stop it. Stay out of the limelight. Stop these shenanigans every single week, Mr. Manziel. That's what we're hoping for here. Let's focus and talk about football, but you got to help us do that, young fella. All right, we'll be back with more. Get on the phones, 216-578-0850. Zagura, Ragai, ESPN 850, WKNR.